Welcome back to the Marion County PM Sports page on KNIA KRLS as we talk Twin Cedars football right now with a trio of members from the Sabres squad. Captains Dylan Roberts, Josh Davis, and Brent Parker. And guys, as we catch up with you, you're coming off a nice win on homecoming, a good victory last week over East Union 50-20. Dylan, let's go ahead and start with you there. A game that in a lot of ways was pretty significant for this team. You're looking for that victory and it's homecoming. So for you, just kind of encapsulate what last Friday night was like.
It was a pretty good game. It was a turnaround for the season and now it's just an uphill road from there. We had a lot of guys work together. We put everything together as a team, and we obviously pulled out the win.
Josh, we were talking a little bit before this interview just about some of the things that came out of that game that were successful, and there were a few surprises and definitely some positive things that I think this team saw coming out of that game.
Yeah, our defense definitely stepped it up this game. You know, we had a first-year senior. Somebody came off a bench for sub-in. He is on the starting kickoff team now, so that's definitely a plus.
And Brent, something else that you highlighted that stood out for the East Union victory was the play up front. Talk about the play of the offensive line, how that allowed this team to be successful.
The line gave me time all day. I could throw, I could sit back and make good reads, and they gave good holes for the running back to run the ball.
Dylan, as the game was wearing on, I mean, you guys were kind of just steadily progressing, stacking a few more scores on the board each quarter. At what point in time were you feeling confident about where this team could finish out that game?
I was pretty confident from the beginning. When first drive, we stopped them out. We got the ball back, and we went down, and we scored. And ever since then, we just kind of slowly put the ball in the end zone. You know, it's not a race. You don't have to put the ball in as quick as possible. It's just as long as you end up with the win at the end.
Josh, I talked with your head coach, Aaron Allspaugh, a little bit about just the homecoming atmosphere. And one of the things that homecoming can do is it can give you a lot of emotion, but it can also be a little bit of a distraction. How do you think this team was able to balance both and come out successful?
Well, we started with intensity, you know, all week in practice. We had a really nice, hard week of practice. We came out, I think, pretty pumped for the game. We had a good start, like Dylan said, and we just came out and finished it.
Brent, a big night for you passing, and I know you had already credited your offensive line, but talk a little bit about your receivers. What do they do to try to help you out?
They move around, they get open, they do their thing, and hopefully I can find them, and most of the time I usually do, but every now and then I can't, and they understand it, and they help me out all the time.
Again, if you're just tuning into the Marion County PM Sports page, we're talking right now with Brent Parker, Josh Davis, and Dylan Roberts, captains for the Twin Cedars football team. I wanted to talk to you guys a little bit, too, just about how things have progressed up to this point. I know, Dylan, one of the things that you mentioned prior to this interview was that the homecoming game kind of served as a turnaround when you look at just the season as a whole and kind of taking things a 180. From the start of the season to where we're at now, how has this Sabres team progressed?
Well, for the first game we came out, we had an embarrassing loss against Essex, and that made a lot of the doubters right there for a while, and then we came out and we competed with Melcher Dallas, but we didn't end up getting the win, and that's upsetting. And ever since then, we've kind of been on an uphill. You know, we didn't get the win against Wayne, and then finally everything just kind of clicked at the homecoming game against East Union, and hopefully it stays on there on the way out all the way to the playoffs.
Josh, from some of the things that Dylan was saying right there, it almost sounds maybe like this team's playing with a chip on its shoulder a little bit. Do you think that's true?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're better than we played the first couple games. We just weren't all pulled together at that time. I think we really came out and played hard like we really should have against East Union, and sure enough, we won.
Brent, as one of the leaders on this team, what are the things that you're seeing that this team needs to continue to do to be successful, and then also the areas that you're trying to improve on, too?
We need to make sure we stay in shape, make sure we can last the whole game. That's a big thing since we don't have very many players out. But we're good on the line. Our line's playing great football right now, but we need to really work on is make sure we have our plays down, our snaps. We don't hurry ourselves. We need to go at a slow pace, but a quick pace to make sure we get the ball down the field and score.
Dylan, coming back to you as a senior on this team, how does this team feel different than maybe last year's team, and how does your role within this team changed?
I think this team is we're more or less meshed together very well. We all work together. There's not very much lipping off, and everyone really looks at each other, and we kind of get the point to, hey, let's turn it around. And this year as a senior, you know, we don't have the returners like Colton Bonnet and Jared Stevens to make the tackles, and some of us have to step up and do that.
Josh, coming back to something that you mentioned earlier, just kind of different players being able to have those opportunities to step up, I wanted to ask you a little bit about the dynamic of this team in that regard, just in terms of the personnel, because you've got a good diverse mix of everywhere from freshmen to seniors that are playing, and then also the experience levels are different. So how do you as a leader kind of try to bring all of those personalities, all those players together and get one task done?
Well, you know, we try to sub as many people in as we can. You know, if somebody gets tired, we almost always have somebody on the sideline that can go in right there. They're fresh, they're crisp, they're ready to go, and give that person a break and they're ready to go back in.
Coming back again to you, Brent, as we kind of talk a little bit more about just the personality and the feel of this team, how would you describe what this year's team is like for you?
This team isn't a bunch of all-star players. We're a bunch of average players who come together and we're getting the job done now. We know what our jobs are, we know what our tasks are, and we're getting it finished.
I wanted to talk to you guys a little bit about what goes on off the field, off the sidelines. Dylan, coming back to you, what are the things that you enjoy to do in the time that's not involving football?
Well, I mostly like to spend a lot of the time with each other. You know, a lot of us guys, we're pretty close. Like, a lot of us have known each other since before we even had to go to school. So, I mean, we have a pretty close bond with each other, even on and off the field together.
And Josh, so many of those off-field activities are just like what Dylan said, things that bring this team closer together. What are some of the activities you guys like to do together?
On Thursdays, the day before the game, we usually go out to eat somewhere, whether, you know, it's a restaurant we all go together, or most of the time people have them at their house. We go there, and we like to do that.
In terms of favorite foods of choice, anything that's the ideal pregame meal for this squad?
Pizza Ranch, easily. We hit that up every other week, probably.
Now, clearly you guys have a passion for football. You wouldn't play it if you didn't. I'm sure you enjoy what else goes on in the weekends after your games. So whether it be watching teams on Saturdays or Sundays, I want to ask each of you your favorite teams, and it can be college, pro, or both. So Dylan, who do you pull for over the weekend?
I'm always pulling for the Hawkeyes on Saturday and, of course, the Bears on Sunday.
I'm a Hawkeye fan, but, you know, I'm kind of rooting for the Chiefs. Not 100%, but they're there in my mind always.
And Brent, we've stayed within the state for the college teams and in the Midwest for the pro teams. Are you keeping with that pattern?
Yes, I am. I'm a Hawkeye fan and a Viking fan.
And then we kind of spread it around, too, so very nice. I guess maybe I want to kind of come back and talk to you guys about your relations with the coaching staff. Josh, coming back to you, talk a little bit about your coaches, the guys that you work with, and how they make you better football players.
Well, you know, when I was, like, probably freshman or sophomore, Cameron was senior, and he was a real inspiration to me. Like, he was the center. And that's where I play now, so I guess he was somebody I could look up to.
And Dylan, for you, what's your relationship like with the coaching staff here at Twin Cedars?
Well, like Josh said, we went to high school with our defensive coach, Cam Parker, and that's always been a good relationship. He understands us pretty well, and we all kind of correlate pretty good with him. And Coach Allspaugh, he was our assistant coach ever since we've been in high school, and our track coach also. And Ginger, he's a pretty good coach and teacher for us, and everything kind of works together with those guys. They know how to push our limits and everything.
Again, talking right now with the captains from the Sabres football team. Again, Dylan Roberts, Josh Davis, and Brent Parker. Guys, let's go ahead and take this all the way around the horn and get things set up for the weekend. Now you've got Meskwaki coming up here on Friday. As you get ready for that matchup, Dylan, I'll come back to you. What are the things that you've keyed on in practice this week to try to pick up another win?
Well, last week we worked really hard and we got the job done during the week, and that's what happens on Friday. Well, we're trying to get that, keep going on, and see where Friday leads us to.
And then, Josh, as you look at your opponent, what are the things that are strengths for them that this team is trying to prepare for to be able to go up against?
We really got to hold our tackles, hold our blocks. You know, we got to be quick.
Brent, for you, last question, just kind of to wrap this all up. When you look at the matchup with Meskwaki here on Friday, what are the things that Twin Cedars needs to do to get another win?
We need to run the ball hard because we believe we can run on them, and we need to be able to pass on them, and our defense should be able to hold them. We think we match up very well with their players, and we can pull it out confidently this week.
All right, well, guys, again, congratulations on the victory last week. Let's hope you keep it rolling here again on Friday. Thanks a lot for the time. I wish you the best of luck. We'll talk to you again soon.
Yep, thank you.
Thanks. Thank you.
Once again, captains for the Twin Cedars football team, again, Brent Parker, Josh Davis, and Dylan Roberts. Stay tuned. More of the Marion County PM Sports page next on KNIA KRLS.